What's up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and this is Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Corsair Gaming and Antlion Audio. We have a fantastic show for you this week, and I'm not just saying that. I truly mean it from the bottom of my heart, because we have two in-studio guests that I'm so excited to introduce you to. The first one is a prominent, well-respected Northern California cosplayer who's on the bubble. She's about to break big. Trust me, ladies and gentlemen. Her name is the Maid of Might. Jessica joins us on the show, and we also have entrepreneur of Oblivion Comics and Coffee. This is something you've heard us talk about on the show before. They're in the final round for this competition to have Oblivion Comics and Coffee become a real store, a real storefront that's going to serve coffee and comics in Sacramento. We're going to have her on the show to talk about the dream. We're going to have Maid of Might sharing her cosplay journey. And we're talking about the news too, ladies and gentlemen. Tons of news stories that we're talking about this week, including Lethal Weapon 2, Prison Break coming back, Wreck-It Ralph 2, Pokemon Go, all that, and so much more on this week's
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
I don't get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? I am Corey Vincent, and you are listening to the Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Corsair Gaming, come sail away with us. And Antlion Audio, keep your headphones at a mod mic. We have a super awesome show for you guys lined up, because we have two in-studio guests. This is the benefit of VGB Studios. We spent all this hard work and time building a studio that's presentable so that we can get these major, awesome, Sacramento-themed guests. These are dreamers that are living their dreams, doing things that they want to do. And that's kind of the theme of today's show. It's dreamers. We want to dream big.
I mean, I've been on the show multiple times, but
you hear his voice. That is the man of the hour. My tall glass of hot chocolate.
Wow.
Aaron Carter.
And you guys thought you were nervous about stuff. What's up, everybody?
Aaron, how has your day been, sir?
Very hectic. It's hot. It's already summer in Sacramento.
Are you excited for today's show?
Yeah. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm here. A little too conceited.
Yeah, that's a little too conceited. Yeah. Especially when sitting to your left is an amazing cosplay sensation, I would call her. I've been a huge fan of her since we discovered her. I feel like we were the ones who discovered her.
Wow. I'm the conceited one.
No, she's massive. If you are into cosplay, you know who this is. This is Maid of Might. Jessica, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm super excited to be here.
Have you done podcasts before?
And you know, never one with a video. This is a new experience.
Have you been in one with a studio like this before?
No, neither a studio either. I've done them over Skype, but that's about it.
And you have a lot of nerd credit. Like, you get some serious geek cred, because not only do you do the cosplays, you are actually like a hardcore comic collector.
Yes, I am. I've been collecting since middle school. Actually, since elementary school, but in elementary school, I couldn't quite understand what the comics were about, and started collecting more aggressively in middle school, and have been doing so since.
So what got you into this? How'd you start? Because, I mean, no offense. I mean, it's, you know, this is a man's world.
Well, wow. I actually entered my first comic book store when I was about 5 years old, and we were looking for Star Wars action figures, if you can believe it. And we just, my family made friends with the owner, and I've been going there ever since. It's right down the street from my house. I currently have a key to the comic book store. They're some of my best friends.
Wow.
Yeah. And, I gotta say, like, the comic books, the characters, the superheroes, everybody in them, they got me through high school. They were my friends. And as lame as that sounds, it was so true.
There's a lot to unpack here, so we got to come back to that one. Totally. Now, joining us as the next guest, this is a person who's like the cosmos have aligned. They've said that our lives need to be put together because we, I think her husband and I went to the same high school, like very close. We knew of each other. We work together, which is strange.
I'm sorry for that.
And then we have friends like Alexander Van Bagenswiener, the big redhead, no, the strawberry blonde bastard from Bostonia who does our show. Co-friends. You can call him a co-friend.
Yeah. No, we're friends.
And she is...
We need to confirm that. Hold on.
She is a finalist in the Calling All Dreamers competition. This is for entrepreneurs in Sacramento. They come together and submit these business ideas. They let only the strong survive.
Frogging?
There was a literal frog in my throat. Only the strong survive. They whittle these ideas down, and they've come to the finals. And this is where the people get to vote. And this is why we are doing everything we can to make this dream a reality. She's already been on Good Day Sacramento. She's done the Fox News article on SACB. That's probably the biggest intro I've ever done. Laura, welcome to the show.
Hi. I feel really special now.
You should be. You are doing big things, young lady.
Trying, yeah.
So you have been all over Sacramento media. How has your life changed?
Right now, it is extremely busy. I think probably busier than I thought it was going to be.
Well, because you still have a full-time normal job, right?
I do. I do still have a regular day job. And so it's been fitting in all this publicity stuff and also working on the actual shop and trying to get all that running all at the same time. So, I'm actually running pretty low on sleep right now.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to be on the show.
I appreciate it. I'm excited to be here.
Now, you are familiar with Maid of Might already because you're in the cosplay community.
Yeah. I actually was kind of fangirling when I found out she's going to be here at the same time.
Whoa.
I was like, I love her.
Aww, yes. That's too sweet. I can't.
Mutual respect. That's why I love the Sacramento community. We have a lot of fans who watch from Sacramento because we tag Sacramento in everything we do. We do all the conventions around here because it's a growing geek community. If you look at the numbers from the Sac animes to the Wizard Worlds, like, it's insane in the membrane how much stuff is going on up here in Sacramento. And then this coffee shop, like, is just a perfect, like, natural progression of that. Because Coin Op, for example, mm-hmm. 1 year old. Congratulations, Coin Op.
Yay.
You know, did kind of the similar thing for gamers who like booze.
Yep.
Who doesn't like coffee? Who doesn't like comic books?
Crazy people.
So what's like the big picture idea here?
Well, we ultimately want to create a place where everyone can come and hang out. Because it kind of started with me and a few of other friends not really having somewhere to go. I mean, we can go to comic shops and geek out there, but most of them aren't really set up for you to just kind of sit down and hang out and talk and things like that. So we would hang out in bookstores and just stand in the aisles. we would pick them up and then try and find somewhere to hang out. So we'd go to coffee shops, and we're pretty regular in the coffee shops in the Midtown and Downtown area. So we were like, why don't we put this as one place? It would be really cool. You pick up your comics and you sit down and you read them. You can talk to the employees. You can talk to other people there who you may not even know, and just kind of build that community up, especially because we only have, you know, so many cons throughout the year. We wanted to create that place where we can still also hang out and have some of those same vibes that you get from conventions.
So I'm not a big fancy coffee guy. Like, I go to Starbucks and I'll go in the break room and just, you know, drink my black coffee. No offense, Aaron. So what type of coffee are you having? Is this like artisan craft? What's the coffee drinkers? Why would they go there?
We're going to be sourcing our coffee from Chocolate Fish Coffee Roasters. And they are a craft coffee or gourmet coffee shop. They do all their own roasting, and I think they're at their Folsom location. So we wanted to still have really good quality coffee, especially in Sacramento, because this is like one of the top coffee cities right now. So we wanted to make sure that we would still be able to have that quality coffee for people who want that. The thing that I personally really like about chocolate fish is they're more, they're more towards the medium roasts. They do have some more.
What does that mean? Maida might save me.
It's like, it's not crazy flavorful like a dark roast, but it's not very light like a light roast. Oh, it's a medium.
Wow. So, it's a little. When you, why'd you turn into Mario?
Wow. So most coffees are mediums. I like mediums a lot because the dark roasts are like very flavorful but don't have as much caffeine. And then the light roasts are weak, but they have a crazy amount of caffeine. But I like the medium.
Aaron, coffee entrepreneur over there. Because, Aaron, we talked about this the other night. You have slowly become the biggest hipster I know.
Incorrect.
Okay,
incorrect.
It's been very quick. I lied. You've quickly become the biggest hipster I know.
I feel like we're all a little hipstery.
I think everybody is.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Little.
Okay, I'm being a hipster crit. But, Aaron.
Oh, God.
That's what you get. That's so what you corny. Get on. That's what you get on Game Bang, ladies and gentlemen.
So corny. No, I really, really, really love the idea. Just a place to kind of like chill. There was a small place that just closed down. It breaks my heart. The Coffee Garden, and it was downtown. And I used to go there and kind of just get something. They had a little outdoor seating area, and it shut down. Like they had college students that would go there and need to just do homework sometimes. They had like couches everywhere. It was kind of a real chill place. That was more towards the scene of, I don't know, I guess you would call them your hipsters, but the integration of comic books with all this, oh yeah, that's something I'm down for. The coffee thing, are we going for other things besides coffee too? Any other drinks? Maybe teas or anything?
We're gonna have teas. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that would be kind of weird to go to a coffee shop and also not have tea there.
Yeah, like, nope, no teas here. Get out of here.
Out. It's coffee, surprised. Caffeine only.
When I was at the other the place, the Coffee Garden, I asked for an Arnold Palmer one time, and they were like, "Oh, we don't have lemonade here." And I was like, "How do you? It's just lemons and water and sugar." Like, how hard is that?
Have you ever made lemonade? It takes a long time.
I've made ghetto lemonade. That's my new favorite thing. Ghetto lemonade. Have you done it, Aaron?
Why would you ask
me? I feel like I have. I feel like I'm guilty of having this.
Well,
too.
When you don't want to pay for a soda, you go to the drink, you know, you just ask for water. And they always have lemons nowadays. You squeeze like two or three lemons in there and use the packets of sugar. And that's
okay,
ghetto
I
lemonade.
Didn't add the sugar. That's great, though. I'll have to try it.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
You have?
Yes, I've definitely seen that before.
There we go. So I want to move on to a quick little segment here because you're opening a coffee shop, and this is going to be our chance to pitch our ideas for different names of coffee drinks and what they could include.
Oh, no.
So if you were making a coffee, Laura, called the Maid of Might, what would you put in this coffee?
Oh, that's kind of hard.
Hmm.
Hard.
Might, so it's got to be strong.
I don't even know.
It's got to be like
something really strong.
It needs to be, well, it needs to be strong, but it also needs to be really elegant.
So what's elegant in the coffee world? Something frothy? Do you put like a
I would say like a latte would just be elegant. Like anything that's not like brewed coffee.
Hmm.
You know?
Well, I know like a lot of people like, I guess foam stuff. But
yeah.
Cappuccinos.
I feel like cappuccinos are a waste of money, just saying.
Whoa, explain.
It's a lot of air.
Shots
yeah.
fired. Okay.
Cappuccino is like
mostly
He's a big fan of the show, Aaron.
It's espresso and then foam milk. There's not a whole lot to it.
Yeah, so a latte is just steamed milk with a little bit of foam on top. Cappuccino is like half foam.
I feel like I'm learning so much today. This is ridiculous.
There is a whole world out there of coffee that you didn't know
There's
about.
There's a lot.
So if we were making a Maid of Might, we think it's going to be a latte. It's got to be elegant. So am I sensing like some flower flavors in there? Is that a thing?
I've had a lavender latte before. That was pretty good.
Huh?
I wouldn't call it elegant necessarily.
Yeah, that would be elegant. That sounds interesting though. No, you know what? I'm a latte, a vanilla latte person.
Yeah.
I like
sweet.
The subtle sweetness to it. And I feel like that gives it just that extra little push of flavor.
Okay.
I feel, but at the same time, I feel like that might be a little too plain.
Oh, I like my coffee plain. But,
so, if we were making a drink called the Game Bang, what would you put in it? Now, I have a suggestion.
Something edible.
First,
Because it doesn't sound like it'd be. I'd want to drink that.
You don't want to drink a game bang?
Tough one. Very tough to order that one. Yeah.
I think
I'll take the game bang, please.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard enough to tell people seems in public like, what the name of our podcast yeah, is.
It seems like the barista would say, "Are you sure this is what you want?"
All right,
all right, come to the back.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm thinking a little ebony and ivory action. I think you need to have a little of the dark chocolate mixed with some of the white chocolate.
So like a marble.
Mm-hmm.
You do marble macchiato.
Marble Ultimate Alliance.
Wow.
The game bang.
Yeah, that. I don't know. I'm not a big dark chocolate fan. I know that sounds strange coming from me, but...
Well, you use milk chocolate.
Yeah, we can use milk chocolate. There we go.
Although I've had some really good dark chocolate lattes that weren't, like, bitter.
So do we have to have a... Do we have to be elegant, too? Is that what we're trying to go for?
I feel like you guys would have a lot of caffeine in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that it would be, like,
maybe some cinnamon on top for extra spice.
Yeah.
I'm with her. As soon as she said cinnamon. Yeah,
Charlie Manson from chat says it should be just a bang of all the flavors you have and a lot of caffeine.
I did kind of think of that too. Maybe a little bit of everything.
It sounds good in theory, but then when you drink it, you're like, this is terrible. It's kind of like our podcast. Sounds good in theory, but when you listen to it, this is pretty bad. It's an amalgamation of a whole bunch of
things. It's a game bang. Yeah. I mean...
All right.
I'm down with the sound.
I'm looking forward to grand opening day. I will order my game bang happily. And Aaron, will you be there at the launch?
Oh, hey, yes. Yes, I will.
We're going to talk more about the Oblivion commies.
Commies.
Commies,
oh, whoa. Another level. Hold on.
Good publicity.
Let's not do
the
that.
The Oblivion commies? Wow. Jeez.
We're going to talk about Oblivion comics and coffee a little bit later in the show. But for those of you who are here now, David Webb is being awesome, and he's moderating the chat. He's been posting the link. Go there. You select from the drop-down box Oblivion comics and coffee. And then you enter in an email address, and then you re-enter in the email address. And then that is how you vote, people. And what I found, this is a little tip, a little insiders here, is that they don't do any email verification. So you can use all the emails you know of, or own, I should say. Don't just go through your work directory and start voting. But you can vote as many times as you can with your emails. Help them out. So moving on, we're going to do a little bit of news before we jump into our game here. The first one we have is that there's a Lethal Weapon series, and it already has a trailer. Aaron, you saw this. What do you think?
I am cautiously optimistic about this. I wasn't the biggest fan of the Lethal Weapon series, but I am a big fan of Damon Wayans, so I'm not sure. Right now, I'm really not sure. Like I said, cautiously optimistic. Movie to TV translations haven't historically been the greatest ones. I can't think of one movie that translated to a TV series that was, spectacular.
Challenge accepted.
Oh, wow.
Racking my brain.
Yeah, I'm... I can't really think of one.
So it started as a TV show, or as a movie.
Yeah, it started as a movie, yeah. You know what Lethal Weapon is, right?
No, I have no idea what this is.
You are kidding me.
Lethal Weapons.
Is this, I'm getting too old for this shit?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I know what that is.
All right, then. What?
What?
I can't believe you didn't know who that was.
Aaron, you're much older than me, sir.
Yeah, that still doesn't mean
I was a Rush Hour generation.
The internet is around.
For me, it was Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker.
So did you see the Rush Hour TV show?
No.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
That's an actual thing.
Oh. That's a real thing.
Wow. And I think it's already been canceled.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I think it got canned.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I was going to say is Firefly, but that was, opposite.
It
was
opposite.
And then in a movie.
Which happens often, I'm sure.
I don't know if there's one out there. Movies don't translate.
How long did the Terminator show last?
Exactly.
Oh, Genesis?
Exactly.
Maybe two seasons? Maybe one?
Hmm. I mean, the Star Wars, show, Rebels. And
the cartoon
and
ones?
The Clone Wars. Clone Wars.
Yeah. You might get a pass there. That might count.
It's a cartoon.
Does that count, Aaron?
You know why I wouldn't say? Because this is going to be a movie about the same two characters that were, or the TV show about the same two characters that were in the movie. And it's just kind of their story continuing or starting over, just reimagined, I guess.
Okay, Aaron, movie that you love that you think could make the transition to TV show?
Beverly Hills Cop.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I asked you that expecting to stump you, and I failed.
Yeah, no.
Miserably.
They can do that. Yeah.
That was a fast answer. That's quick. I think he's thought about this before.
Wait, yeah. I've got my screenplay.
All right, Maid, what do you got?
What about S.H.I.E.L.D. from like the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Because they kind of tie in a lot.
I don't know.
I'll give her points because it's the same character in the movies. That's yeah. true.
Coulson,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, it's Coulson. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Acceptable.
I'll take it. Oh, and then Agent Carter.
Agent Carter. Yeah.
That just got canceled.
But it was a thing.
It was.
It was.
It counts.
Netflix, by the way, you need to save that one.
I don't know if they do, though. I don't know if they need to.
Well, there's a petition out right now or something like that.
There's a petition for everything. There really is. There's a petition for...
Small spoiler. Let her die.
Let her die.
The series?
Both characters. Right. Yeah. Let them go.
All right. You can check out the trailer. The trailer for Lethal Weapon is up on Fox, their website, where you can also see the trailer for the return of Prison Break. Aaron, did you see this?
That needs to die, too.
No, come on, man.
Well, so, when I heard Prison Break, I thought Suicide Squad and got excited. And then I was like, oh, wait, that's a real thing, isn't it?
Yes.
It's like an actual show. Never mind.
Why? So is this a reboot, reimagining? What are we talking
about? No, it's a continuation of the story. Michael Scofield is not dead.
Let it die. Let it die. It was terrible. The last season.
Okay.
All right, so why? Okay.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
You tell that to heroes. Yeah.
Man, that's a good point.
Exactly.
Aaron, you are on fire tonight.
Well, I mean...
Did you drink some Oblivion coffee?
No.
Because your brain is operating on a whole other level.
I mean, I drank four cups.
Let's see. Next one. This one, again, is for you, Aaron. Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2 coming to PS4, Xbox One, and Steam later this year. So are you into the animes?
The farthest I got to anime was Sailor Moon.
Don't be ashamed. We did a panel on Sailor Moon one time.
Sailor Moon is the farthest I dive into anime.
Yeah, we did a
not that I don't like it, but
one. Yeah, I mean, I'm in the same boat. I barely watch the anime. Dragon Ball Z was probably the main one, and then you don't get credit for that. You know, you have to have been watching Attack on Teen Titans.
You have to be watching
Naruto.
You know, most
of the popular animes I've given a shot. Like Attack on Titan, watched like the first season. And I just lost my interest. And what was the other one you said? Naruto. I tried, and nothing happened. Like, it would take like 10 episodes for something to finally happen, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't hang.
Aaron,
no patience.
Are you excited for this? You played Xenoverse, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. I actually purchased Xenoverse to stream on the Twitch.
And how did that
on
go?
The line.
How did that go? The
computer wasn't strong enough. Yeah. That's why I stick to consoles.
Will,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Did you get a high five on that?
Yes, I did.
That's offensive.
Hey, we gotta stick together. Yeah. Small. You PC gamers
both.
Pick on us.
That's a good
thing. Healthy mixture of both.
That's a good
I think.
Thing. That's a good thing.
Who are you? Who are
all
of you?
I have my PC. I game all the time on it, but I also have my Xbox just in case.
Laura, are you guys gonna have like manga too? Manga? Am I saying right?
I think we're gonna have a few, but we're mostly gonna focus on comics.
So if someone comes in and they can read the copy and the comics and just drink coffee, what if they spill on the comic? Do they have to buy it at that point?
Well, we're still kind of figuring out exactly how it's gonna work, but at the moment we're talking about only purchased items can be in the seating area.
Okay, that's fair.
Just to make sure that the product is gonna still be new for when other people come in to purchase it. And that is something that people have expressed concern over, is having food and drink near their comics that they want to buy. And this is actually something that we've talked to other comic shops about, too. We spoke with one that is closest to what we're going to be, and we asked them how they manage it, and that's exactly how they do it, and nobody's complained about it or anything. And they've said that customers actually appreciate the extra measure to make sure it's not going to be, nothing's going to spill on it.
I have to say, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Pokemon fans, get ready, because Pokemon Go field test begins this month in North America. This is a story we've followed for quite a long time. So have you guys heard of Pokemon Go?
Yes.
I watched Pokemon as a kid, and I have some cards. That's about it.
Well, check this. So Pokemon, the game was like you walk around, you're a child, and you capture wild animals with these slave balls.
Oh, wow. You make it sound
like your description.
I like the slave balls. That's pretty great.
These Pokemon are your slaves from then on out. They do your bidding. They fight for you.
They only fight for you. They don't do your bidding.
Yeah, they do. You can surf on them.
Literally a documentary about Michael Vick.
Oh, gosh.
Just.
I appreciate Pokemon. I do. There's some really cute ones. I like the cute ones.
So basically, this is going to be an augmented reality where you have your phone and it'll alert you. It'll be like, oh my gosh, there's a Pikachu in your area. What? And you hold up your phone and you're looking through your camera. So you're seeing like the street or whatever. And a Pikachu is walking.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah, right? And then you push a button and try and catch it. And there will be events where you need multiple people to try and catch this thing.
I believe it. Because, I mean, what if it gets back into the wild? Like,
it could kill someone.
Yeah. Oh, especially if you piss it off.
You ever seen a pissed off Pikachu, Aaron?
Yes.
It's scary. It's damn scary.
Wow. No, it's going to be, I think it's going to be stupid popular. Nintendo's got
it. Sounds cool. I'm not even
a
huge Pokemon fan, and I think it sounds cool.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now. My Pokemon days have long passed me. Like, when there was 150 of them.
Yep, I had all 150 cards, and then after that.
I was game. Yeah, 150. But now you give me 3,000 Pokemon. I can't keep track.
There's some weird ones, too.
So I'll be pissed if I hold up my phone and it's some weird one. I'm just walking the other way.
Like, What the heck is this? I don't want it.
I can't even.
One of the big things, though, is people chasing Pokemon down the street while they're
getting hit by a bus.
I can see some people being like too intense about it. You know, even cosplay goes too far sometimes. So hopefully,
because it's going to use your map.
So when you say cosplay goes too far, that's interesting. What do you mean?
Like reality wise, I have a lot of people who come up to me as if I'm really the character. And they'll talk to me. Like, I had one girl come up to me and be like, Sailor Venus, you were my favorite Sailor Scout. And I loved in this episode when you did this. And you're just so cute. And I love you. Can I hug you? Like, they don't have that. Not everybody. Not all of the fans.
Oh, of course, yeah.
But there are some people who just don't have that reality. And I just have to, you know, be like, I'm sorry. I love Sailor Venus, too. But I'm not her. You know, my name's Jessica.
What do you mean? Yeah. Where's the real one?
So sometimes you get that, you know.
Why are you dressed like her?
I know.
Imposter.
I mean, kids, I get it, but when you're a grown adult, you gotta know the difference.
Not if no one ever told you.
Now like David Webb, his wife absolutely loves you. Because Spider Gwen is her jam.
Yes.
So your Spider-Gwen is pretty legendary. You first saw that character, were you like, oh, this is me?
So I walked into the comic book store one day, and Edge of Spider-Verse, got to admit, I didn't get the first two. Because I was kind of like, oh, I'll get it when it comes in trade paperback or something. And then I saw, I believe it was issue number 3, Edge of Spider-Verse, with her on the cover. And Gwen Stacy has always been my favorite Spider-Man female, so I was like, what is this? What is this? And I bought just that issue and then bought everything else related at all. But it was like the day that it came out. So I hopped on the wagon real soon and I got my costume like in the works that day, contacted a friend of mine to design the pattern for me. And like when people were like discovering her as my costume was being built.
That was one of those perfect time things,
yeah, it
right?
was like because I have been a cosplayer for so long. When I see something that I love, I hop on it. I'm like, I love this. This is happening. And, you know, having her... Really what I love about Spider-Gwen is that it's not classic Gwen Stacy. It's Gwen Stacy from Earth 65, and she is essentially Peter Parker's personality, but Gwen Stacy. And I love it. I love it so much. She's witty and funny and total jerk sometimes, and I love it.
I have one gripe with you in your Spider-Gwen cosplay. And this is purely coming as someone who's played drums for his whole life.
Oh, yes.
You have the drumsticks.
Yes.
You got to beat them up a little bit.
No.
They're too perfect. No legitimate drummer has drumsticks that are that clean.
No, my brother's a drummer too, and he has a drum set and stuff, and I'm just like, I got no rhythm, but I have these sticks.
You just need to take those sticks and then just start beating on the rims until they're all battered.
He actually gave me the sticks.
Oh, did
he? My brother,
who
is a drummer. Yeah, and a lot of people don't understand, like, why do you have drumsticks? Why do you have drumsticks? Because Spider-Gwen's in a band.
Read your comics.
It's a big thing.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah. So maybe I'll learn how to drum.
So you say you look for the inspiration. What are you looking at now? Have you seen, like, have you been into Overwatch? Are there any characters from that?
You know, got to admit, not huge on video games. I love Lara Croft. I love a lot of RPGs. The Elder Scrolls, Dragon Age is one of my favorites. That series, except for number two, was okay. anyways, but I'm not a huge person for video games. I just don't have a lot of free time for that. I'd rather put the time into my costumes. Like, a comic book's easy. Pick it up, read it in a couple minutes, put it down, keep doing what you're doing. But video games, I get sucked in and obsessed.
They require
easily.
A lot of time. They yes. require love and attention.
Oh, I get obsessed.
and I know, I get the struggle is real.
Yeah, like, I get invested.
Laura, I'm sure you can attest to this too. Like, for people that actually are going out there and pursuing these dreams that they want to do and all these external hobbies, like, Aaron and I used to play video games all the time. We started a podcast, and our video game time got cut, like, in half.
That is crazy.
But it makes you pick and choose your favorites. It makes you really, because I've played some stupid games in the past, you know, and now ain't nobody got time for that. I'm only focusing on the ones that I love. I've saved a lot of money, too.
What are some sacrifices you've had to make? Because, like, you are, like, working full-time. You're making this thing a reality. Do you have to cut back on the actual comic book and reading?
I'm actually very far behind on my favorites.
You said you read a lot of indies. Like, what are your favorites?
Right now, I've been collecting the issues since I can't really read them. But I started reading Lady Mechanica.
Oh, Joe Benitez. Oh,
it's so beautiful.
I love him. I wish they'd come out sooner, but...
yeah. I started reading Lola XOXO from Aspen Comics. I'm way behind on like Saga. I think they're considered
independent. But Saga is a good, well, I don't know. Image is getting pretty big.
Yeah, they're a little more well-known.
You know, Saga is the kind of comic that sucks you in so bad. Like, sometimes it's better to just have a bunch of issues and just read it. I read that one on trades, and I'm so glad I did, because I'm sitting there like, I want the next issue right now. Yeah.
So, could we expect to find these, like, more niche indie comics at your store?
We're hoping to be able to have those, and we also want to reach out to our local comic book artists and just artists in general. We've already started, you know, feeling out some people that we know personally to see if they might want to put some stuff in the store.
That's a great idea, because we go to the conventions and then there's always, like, a few really high quality comic books done by people you would never hear of. Yep. Stories that we've reviewed a few, Aaron, early off for Nerd Reactor. We would grab them up and start reviewing them. That's a brilliant idea.
And
they would
like
love
that. Supporting the local artists. Yeah, I like
you
that.
Could do like spotlights and stuff. Like, hey, come from this town to this time. Talk about this one. Like, that would be really cool. Ooh, comic book club. Sorry, I'm getting excited.
No, that sounds like that's perfect for that type of location.
I feel like you're like on the same level with us, because we're actually talking about doing that.
Yes.
It's like comic book club. Come. Okay. Yeah, I like
I'm so excited.
I'd
for
sign
this
up
place.
For that. Yeah.
I'm so excited.
In-depth conversations over coffee about, like, I don't know, the Thor's hammer's metal or something like that. I
don't know. You don't want to start some of those conversations. Trust me.
Wow.
You don't want to do it.
Well, that of course brings us to the next segment, which we call.
Bitch, you guessed it.
Wasn't expecting that.
This is a fan favorite segment. We haven't done this. We haven't pulled this one out of the old hat in quite a while, Aaron. And I'm giddy as a schoolgirl, because we debuted this segment with Ashley Birch, one of my favorite episodes of all time. And what did you think, Aaron? Just you sum it up.
I think it...
it definitely was a thing.
It was a thing. Yeah, something happened. Definitely.
Bitch, you guessed it.
Yeah.
Again.
Get prepared for a lot of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
People think that this is just a normal trivia game. This is not just any old trivia game. This is actually called.
Bitch, you guess.
Third time's a charm. There's that.
That's right. And to help us with this segment, we actually reached out via Twitter and we got OJ Mako to do the show and help us out. So every time you hear him, he's doing that live in studio. Hi, OJ. How you doing? Are you still flexing?
Still in that place.
Flex.
All right.
So he has the pianist there as well, yeah, every single time.
Well, he plays it himself.
Oh, it's just
it's him. One of those okay. keyboard ties.
Can't you see? He's in the studio. God.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
Sorry.
Use your third eye.
I have these dark sunglasses on, so it's just it's hard to see anything.
OJ, will you hit us with just the piano riff?
Wow. Talented.
And he's nice. Fast.
He's very good.
Fast, yeah.
OJ, I've been meaning to ask you, because we've been friends for a while, and I see you hanging out with your friends, and do you think I could rock with you?
I see what you rocking, and bitch, you can't dress with us.
Okay.
Wow.
Burn.
All right, but no, I'm not mad. We'll just get to the segment.
Fair, though.
Can you tell them what they're playing for, OJ?
Moolah, Benji's, Franklin's, and that Guala, Fetty, with us.
All right. All right, so OJ, if you don't mind, okay. I'm going to explain the rules.
Alrighty.
Rough.
So what's going to happen is I have a list of trivia questions here for our panel. We have Laura, we have Aaron, we have Jessica, Maid of Might, and they are going to use buzzers that is their names. So can you test out your buzzer, please, Aaron?
Aaron.
Jessica?
Jessica.
Laura?
Laura.
They're all working. Perfect.
Huzzah!
No technical issues. I'm going to begin reading a question. And at any point during the reading of the question, they stop me by buzzing in with their name. We stop. They try and answer. If they miss, they can't answer again until everyone else has gone. And now you got to sack up on these, Aaron. Like, I know you like to try and wait towards the end of the question.
No. I'm just going to be courteous. We have two guests.
So everyone understand the rules?
Yes.
That's how you play?
Bitch, you guess.
All right. I'm a little nervous there, Laura. You ready?
I'm so bad at trivia.
OJ Mako, do you have anything you'd like to say to the lovely ladies?
Running my checkup, I think I'm with Nike on spring.
Yeah.
I have no idea what the hell you just said.
Yeah.
What did you just say, OJ?
Shush, y'all couldn't hear me?
No, I couldn't hear you. All right. So
I've been waiting a long time for this, haven't you?
Yeah. All right. Question number one. Cosplaying as an opposite gender version of an established character, a.k.a. gender swapping, is an example of what internet rule?
Oh, Jessica.
Jessica?
Oh, rule 64.
Oh, so close. Anyone else want to take a shot?
I'm stumped on this one.
Jessica, you want to go again?
Rule 61? Two?
Yeah, there
she
goes!
Wow.
Yeah, I guessed it. That was a real great guess.
Wow. What rule is it again?
It's called Rule 63. For any given male character, there's a female version of that character.
I don't know the rule, but I've heard it multiple
times. Yeah, I've heard
times.
That.
Have you
I've
done this before? Rule. Have you gender swapped yet?
Have I? I don't know.
Well, Boba Fett, I guess, is considered.
Kind of. But
maybe?
I was Rapunzel
yeah.
in Mandalorian armor.
Okay.
I feel like I've never actually gender swapped. I feel like I mash up all the time. But that's something I could probably get into if it was the right male character.
What about you, Laura? You do the cosplay. Have you tried taking a male character and doing a female version?
My very first, actually.
What was it?
I did a kind of like a 50s pinup sort of Winter Soldier.
What?
Wow.
Nice.
I totally remembered. I actually did Captain America.
Just recently,
yeah,
too, right?
Just recently.
I just saw oh. it. Didn't I think of it?
Brennan should tell
Dang
me.
Dang it.
Bitch, you I can't get over that.
Who's right?
Who's right? You've got great grammar. Sorry.
Y'all couldn't hear me?
All right, question number two. In the Netflix series Jessica Jones, Jessica likes to drink a lot. What is her drink of choice?
Jessica. Whiskey.
Bitch, you guessed
it. Damn!
Whoa, I guessed so hard.
She is two up to nil.
I was
nil,
just
nil.
Like, that eyeliner, though. If I were eyeliner like that, I would drink whiskey.
Now, Aaron, you are usually really up on these. I'm really disappointed in you.
Don't let me win.
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
No.
He's just saving it up.
The first question, I definitely wasn't able to answer that one. And I just couldn't, for whatever reason, think of what she drank.
All right.
So. You know, I've seen Daredevil. Most of it. I haven't seen the second season. But I haven't seen Jessica Jones yet. I've heard that it's better. I've actually heard people say that it's even better.
It's good. And David Tennant does a hell of a job.
Yeah, David Tennant is very
Jessica Jones.
That was terrible.
David I have heard, though, that because it's my name, I might get annoyed watching the show.
Oh, you'll be sick of hearing your name?
Yeah, that's what I was
Jessica!
Yeah, so like that. Yelling. Like, apparently there's one snippet where he says her name and it, like, gets repeated a bunch of times.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen the show, but I'll give it a try once I finish season two of Daredevil.
All right, question number three. What do the following have in common? So I'm just going to list some names and you tell me what do these people have in common. Lee DeWise. Nick Frodiani, Candace Glover, Trent Harmon, Taylor Hicks, Philip Phillips, Jordan Sparks. Laura, you seem like you want to say something? And Kelly Clarkson.
Laura?
Laura? Confidence?
American Idol.
American Idol. Yes, they were all on American Idol. Sure, I'll give it to her.
I was gonna guess. They're all the winners. Oh, okay. Dated,
but she knew that.
Chris Brown.
Yeah. She knew. Dated Chris Brown.
Wow, Hicks, Taylor Hicks.
Yeah, no, I would not have got that one.
Have you ever hung out with Chris Brown, OJ Mako?
You rocking and bitch, you can't dress with us.
I guess that's a no. He can't dress with you. All right.
Wow. But he's seen him.
But he's seen what he's rocking. Right. Question number four. This ensemble cast for comedy from 2001 starred the following people. So this is 2001. It's an ensemble cast comedy starring John Cleese, Amy Smart, Cuba Gooding Jr., John Lovitz, Seth Green,
I have no idea,
and Rowan Atkinson.
Can you tell if it's a, is it like a TV show or a movie?
This is a movie. This is a movie from 2001 with John Cleese, Amy Smart, Cuba Gooding Jr., John Lovitz, Seth Green, and Rowan Atkinson.
I really don't know.
Italian Job.
No. And he didn't buzz in, so that's minus 5 points.
Wow.
Negative three.
But first time offense, I'll let it slide.
Okay, sorry.
Anyone want to take a shot? I know you've all seen it because it was one of those movies they would put on like when your when your teacher was gone, the substitute would come in, roll the TV, and we'd watch this. Now
I feel like that I never really happened to me.
You said comedy?
Do you know who Rowan Atkinson is? First of all,
no.
That's Mr. Bean.
Oh my! Wait.
That's a little. That's a big.
I know exactly what this is.
Oh,
Aaron.
Aaron.
Is it Rat Race?
They wouldn't show that in substitute teacher in school.
I saw it. Yeah.
Rat Race.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they would show.
It was clean.
I feel like that was inappropriate.
No. Yeah, I kind of feel like
for
it was.
School.
Too.
Was
Maybe
it?
You just went to a terrible school.
I did go to a terrible school.
You probably went to a terrible school.
No, I never watched that at school.
This is a terrible school I went to.
I was trying to think of any comedy movie that Cuba Gooding Jr. was in.
The one that threw me off was John Cleese.
Oh, he's the rich old guy whose money it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he threw me off.
Wow, so we got us a barn burner. We got us a real rat race happening right now. So Jessica has still got two. Aaron won. Laura won.
Anybody's game.
Anybody's game? Let them know what they're playing for.
Moolah, Benji's, Franklin's, Amen, Guava, Fetty, Windows.
All right, question number five. What do the following Marvel comic book characters have in common?
Uh-oh.
Squid Boy. Wolverine. Deadpool. Zodiac.
Aaron?
Aaron.
Are they all Canadian?
Wow, good Dang. Pull.
Dang.
Nice. The next one was going to be Sasquatch and pretty much everyone Alpha in Flight. Alpha Flight.
Yeah.
Yep. Good job, Aaron. So Aaron, just like that, ties it up.
Yeah, dang.
See how quickly the game could change? Question number six. Oh, this is a good question. I'm proud of this one. All right. So I am talking as if I am the person. Whenever you figure out who it is, you buzz in. My birth name was Aubrey Graham.
Oh, I got Aaron.
Aaron.
You Drake.
Damn! I didn't think anybody knew that.
I didn't.
I knew his name was Aubrey. That's like the most, like the funniest thing about the guy. His name's Aubrey, but you're like a rapper. That's a hardcore rapper, huh?
He changed his name for a reason, I guess.
Yeah, you had to.
My demo people that I was testing out the questions against, they heard Aubrey and all the guests were women. Like they kept naming all these Nickelodeon girls.
That's what I thought. Like, okay, it's a lady. Next.
All right, here we go. So Aaron has pulled the lead.
Bum, bum, bum.
But I think his luck is about to run out because...
Another American Idol question? Yeah, then
hey, I only got that when I got to the earliest season.
Yeah, I was proud of you all. If you guys would have known who Lee DeWise was, I would have been...
Yeah, I was like...
Question number 7. Deduct the movie based off of this terrible synopsis. Brother and sister fall in love while fighting the government and their dad.
Aaron. Star Wars.
Damn! Oh, Aaron, wow. Good dang. Ball. I was trying to slip you up.
In my defense, I feel like they didn't fall in love.
They did not.
She kissed him,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
For jealousy reasons, to make Han jealous.
Really? You don't think there was a little love behind that?
No,
I don't think there was. I'm going to go with Nate.
He was friend-zoned. Yeah. Trick question.
Wow. All right. OJ Mayo, was that a trick question?
His name is Mayo now. OJ Mayo. He's switched from Mako to Mayo.
What's your real name, OJ?
He doesn't even know.
Yeah, he doesn't even know.
We don't know
that's what that is.
Yeah, so
I have no idea what the hell he just said. All right, here we go. Question number 8. Damn, Aaron's pulling the lead. I don't like this. I don't like this at all. All right. Another bad synopsis. A depressed old man accidentally abducts a young boy.
Aaron. What are you going to say?
Go.
Up.
No, go.
Up.
Damn it!
I've never seen the movie.
What?
You're so wonderful. You just knew a depressed old man?
As soon as you said kidnaps a little boy.
That's what I was like.
I was like,
oh.
What other one?
You're like, that's my dream.
Burn! Sick burn.
Wow. He's in the lead now.
I like it.
Have to tear him down.
And she's getting competitive.
That's fine.
This is awesome.
I'm just having fun.
This is better than I anticipated. Is this better than you anticipated, OJ? Oh, I guess he said something earlier. Let's see.
He said how excited he was.
Yeah.
Come on.
Question number 9. Oh, man, I feel bad for this one because I was... Okay, here we go. Bad guys from this 1987 video game include Piston Hondo, Von Kaiser...
Aaron?
Here we go. Aaron?
Oh, Punch Out? Did you guess?
What'd you say? Okay, yeah. Well, I think that seals it. We'll do the last two just
You're
for fun.
Win.
We'll do the last two just for fun. Songs from this bizarre musical include Toucha, Toucha, Touch Me.
Oh, Jessica.
Jessica.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Why did you? You should have threw that. You should have sprinkled that in there.
Make me feel like I had a chance.
I would have never guessed that.
Oh, okay, you've clearly, Aaron, heard of I Can Make You a Man, right?
No.
Hot Patootie?
No.
Bless My Soul?
No.
Damn It, Janet?
No. The only thing I know about the Rocky Horror Picture Show is...
How about the Time Warp?
It's just a jump to the left, Aaron.
I know that... what's his name? The actor that played the...
Tim Curry,
yes. Yeah. I just know he was in it because I love Clue. That's my favorite.
Tim Curry is the weirdest movies. Actor. Like he does the weirdest, like, plethora of stuff.
Yeah, he's great. He's a national treasure. That's what I'm going to stick to.
Wow.
Stick to it. And the final question. This one I knew Aaron will never get. Never. Members of this band...
Oh, yeah.
...include... have included. This is their entire history.
Have included.
Dave Mustaine. Cliff Burton. Jason Newsted, Kurt Hammett, Lars Ulrich.
Oh, Jessica, Metallica.
Yes!
Lars.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that. You could have probably led with a couple of those and played it to where I lost.
If you said Lars first, I would have.
I figured, but a lot of people know Lars just because he's such a jerk.
I don't know.
I know him because I like his name. I mean, I like Metallica, but I don't know all the members.
Well, that's how you play the game. I appreciate you guys for hanging in there.
How badly did we lose?
Let's see. I think you were only one behind Aaron. Only one.
Bitch,
behind
I didn't guess it.
It's all right. OJ Mako let Aaron know what he won.
Moolah, Benji's, Franklin's in it.
Well, absolutely nothing, man. Right.
And thank you, OJ. We will definitely catch you on the next one. And Aaron, I see you in chat already popping off. The crown is heavy.
It's just a little.
We got a couple more news stories we can cover. John C. Reilly confirms Wreck-It Ralph 2 is coming.
I've only seen the ending of Wreck-It Ralph 1.
Oh, sad.
What?
I promise you. I came in like really tail end, and I was like, well, I might as well just see what
as
the ending is.
As a video game banger, you should have really
whoa, whoa,
liked
who
it.
Said anything that we do that? It's just a name made.
It definitely was one on my list to watch, but I mean, I don't know. I kept missing it a lot, so I'll have to watch it before.
It's on DVD now. You have no excuses.
I don't.
Jessica did a little happy dance. Is this a, you love the movie? You like it?
Well, I'm a humongous Disney fan, first off.
Favorite
huge
Disney movie?
Disney. Oh. Tangled. Really? And Hercules.
Some
Tangled
of the newer
Hercules.
Ones? None of the old ones.
I'm not sure I've ever heard someone say Tangled was their absolute favorite.
Me neither. Yeah.
Tangled is my favorite Disney movie. Hercules is, I feel like they're on the same level for me. Hangulies.
You're just throwing them all together.
Hercules and Tangled. I love them both. I mean, I have appreciation for every single Disney film, and some of them rank higher than others, but I love Tangled. Sleeping Beauty is my favorite Disney princess, but Sleeping Beauty is not my favorite Disney movie.
Now, Disney pulled the plug on their Infinity series. Did you ever get a chance to play that or try that? Was it interesting to you?
I have the figurines for a few characters, but I've never played it, no.
Hang on to them. Yeah. They're going to be worth probably a lot of money now.
My favorite character is, like, as a collector, I'm a hardcore collector. I had to get, like, the ones I liked.
So which ones you got?
Tinkerbell and Rapunzel.
didn't we give away a Disney Infinity character at one of the panels?
We got early access to a 2.0 version of Maul like 4 months before it came out. Gave it away.
Yeah, I like the Star Wars ones. I would get Princess Leia, but I feel like I've only seen her in a 2-pack with Luke. And
I think we just gave away our income.
We did
for the rest of our lives.
We could have sold that thing and made bank. We could have retired, but we gave it to some pesky little kid who asked a good question.
You're going to regret that the rest of your life.
I do already.
You probably opened it and are touching it. Drool on it.
In my Arya Stark list of people's names before I go to bed, that kid is.
Yep.
He's on there.
Do you even remember his name?
Nope. I'm just like kid from Sec Anime that won that prize. And probably opened it and is touching it.
Corey, have you ever said your favorite Disney movie?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that's
not. My favorite Disney movie?
Yes.
That's a good question. I don't know if I have one.
There's so many good ones. It's a hard question. I have lots of reasons for mine.
I wasn't a Disney kid. Like, I was Nickelodeon through and through.
You were one of them.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I was a muggle. I guess when I was really little, it was Jungle Book and Pinocchio.
Pinocchio was terrifying. Like, watching some of them as an adult, like Hunchback of Notre Dame, Pinocchio, like, they're kind of scary.
Yeah.
They're terrifying.
Even parts of Snow White are kind of scary.
I don't know why I didn't get into them more. I just had, like, my grandparents just had tapes, so it was like a thing. Like, when I was at my grandparents, we watched the Disney movies. But when I had a choice, I didn't watch Disney Channel.
Mm. In fact, I never watched the Disney Channel. The only ones I watched were, like, the cartoon ones, like Aladdin and Hercules. But I never got into, like, the live-action ones. I didn't really like any of those guys.
Aaron,
High School Musical, not a thing.
I just wish they would stop naming their damn characters Corey.
There's only like one.
No, there's
real
two
popular one.
No, there's two for sure. I
God,
how many
you know this?
How many times I've been called Corey Matthews in my life?
That's the only good one.
And how many times I've been called Corey in the House?
Yeah, not that one.
I think right now there's like a show on that's actually called Jesse, And people are like, oh, have you ever watched the show?
Oh, you must be like, all about it. Yeah. No. No. Yeah, you've had a little glimpse of my hell. Well, Jessica's a pretty common name, so maybe you probably got a lot of Jessica stuff.
Jessicas are everywhere.
What's the most common, like, Jessica thing you get? Jessica Rabbit?
Jessica Rabbit, like, Jessica Simpson, Jessica Nigiri. Jessica Simpson. Never mind. People ask me all the time when I say, like, oh, my name's Jessica and I cosplay. They're like, are you Jessica Nigiri? I'm like, no.
I told someone I had Jessica on our show. I was like, yeah, I'm a cosplayer Jessica. Yep. And they're like, Nigiri? Nigiri? Yeah. Whatever. I was like, no, the good one. The
Aww.
One.
Wow. she's very nice.
No, she'll never do our show.
No, we have very.
There are a lot of cosplaying Jessicas, which is why, you know, I considered moving my name, my official name, to Jessica something, you know. But then there are so many of them, like, made of my, it stands out. So there's that.
It does.
And the people who get the name get, like, an extra point in my book.
So do you carry stickers? I feel like when you say you have, like, little
sticker.
You get a sticker.
I should. I should carry little Supergirl stickers and stick them on everyone.
Aaron, so you haven't seen the first one. Wreck-It Ralph 2 is coming out. I think it was the best Street Fighter movie we've ever gotten.
That's fair, I guess.
That's a true story.
That's fair.
We had Bison, and no, Zangief was definitely in it. Laura, are you Disney?
Yeah.
Favorite movie?
Probably not as much
I'm
as
intense.
You. No, I mean, I really like, I actually really liked Tangled, too.
Tangled
personally.
Was it was very well done.
Why, how did I miss this one? What's it
did
about?
Did you watch Tangled?
It's Rapunzel.
Rapunzel!
Oh, it's just Rapunzel.
Yeah.
It's Rapunzel and
Tangled,
and
like, long
Nexus
hair.
And with a bow and arrow, right?
No, that's Brave. That's
Merida. My gosh. I don't even know what Tangled is.
Okay, you've seen my Rapunzel Boba Fett. My Mandalorian mashup.
Yeah, but that was Rapunzel. With
yeah, that's Tangled. Rapunzel's
that's
from Tangled.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought Rapunzel was just Rapunzel.
No, yeah. She's from Tangled. It's
Rapunzel,
an actual
Rapunzel,
movie.
Rapunzel, lay down your hair, right?
Oh, I'm going to get you, like, Disney films on a thumb drive, and you're going to watch them all.
You lost some cool points.
I mixed them all up.
It's out.
Wow.
Peter Pan and his magic carpets and whatever. It's all the same
thing.
You said
Peter Pan and his magic carpet. I was like, whoa.
Get out. Not okay.
He's not the guy with the magic carpet?
No.
No. Okay.
No. Get out. We're done here. We'll move on.
I just know there's a song about that one. Peter Pan, Captain Hook, that's my favorite story. You hear that one?
Never heard of that before.
Wait, can you say that again?
Can you sing it really loud?
Yeah, okay. No, I don't know how it goes. I just know. Okay, whatever. Now I'm embarrassed. How did you embarrass me on my own damn show? Of all the things I've done on this show that are just complete idiocracy, now I'm embarrassed.
It's okay.
You made me do trivia.
We'll get you
up
to speed.
Let's see. Chloe Bennett, upset that Marvel shows aren't getting recognized by the films. Can you blame them, though?
No.
What?
She has just cause. If there's supposed to be one cohesive universe, they're not getting any love whatsoever in the actual big boys. Like,
at least they exist.
Yeah.
But, at least they haven't been canceled.
Yeah,
but... If they're supposed to be, like, a giant family, are they just, like, the cousin nobody talks about?
I don't know. I know I've personally never watched S.H.I.E.L.D.
See?
I know that it exists. But, you know, I'm
You've
more
watched all the
superheroes.
Movies, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, see? Yes. And I understand the lack of superheroes in the small screen.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be kind of a turn off and everything like that. But it is one...
I've heard it's good, and I've heard it got really good after the Captain America Winter Soldier movie.
I heard the same thing. I'm in the same boat as you. I could not get into it, but then everyone's like, oh, it got so good. But it's like,
and honestly, like, I've seen S.H.I.E.L.D. as, like, an entity that ties into the movies and not the other way around. Like,
yeah,
that's just how I view it.
I watch it every week.
Oh, you're into this one.
Yay!
The finale was actually this week. 2 hours, and I stayed up and I watched it instead of working on my shop stuff.
So
it's like research.
Research. I gotta be able to talk about it.
last news story, just real quick. Xbox is set to release 1 million gamer tags today. Actually,
what does that mean?
The unused gamer tags that have been building up in their archives have been re-released. So if there's a name you really want that you think has been taken and abandoned, now's your chance to get it back.
How long did it have to be abandoned?
I don't know, but I'm trying to get my old one back.
I hope mine is still active. I haven't been on in, like, a couple months, but I feel like they wouldn't do it for a couple
months. No, you're
okay,
fine.
Okay, good.
You're definitely
fine.
Clear. Yeah, you're definitely in the clear. Well, this show was everything I imagined it would be, and then some. I want to thank our guests. So Just in summary, Maid of Might, Jessica cosplay. where can people learn about your cosplays, get up to date with all of your informationals and all that good stuff?
Well, on Facebook, I'm Maid of Might Cosplay. On Instagram, I'm just at Maid of Might, no spaces. And then I recently made a Twitter. Don't know how to use it yet.
I've seen you, like, struggling.
You're
like,
I'm just, like,
sharing. You know when Bambi was walking on the ice?
Yeah, I'm that's, like, that's you on Twitter right now. I don't understand. But my Twitter is at maid_of_might. Somebody took the other name already.
And I'm sure, Webb, yes, he's on his game. He's posting links. If you're watching this live or you're watching the recap, the links are going to be in the description below. And then, of course, Laura, man, we're going to do everything we can to push this thing because not that you need it. I'm pretty sure you have it in the bank. This thing is locked up. You guys are killing it. You're everywhere. But just in case, you have the full support of Video Game Bang and the dozens and dozens of fans.
Thanks for all the support. I mean, you know, we can't do this if people don't want it. So we're really happy to be getting all this feedback and all the support because it makes us really want to do this and have that place for us to see everybody.
I'm now, excited.
Now, Webb is posting links where to vote. And then social media. You guys have a pretty good presence there. Where can they find you on social media?
Facebook, we're under Oblivion Comics and Coffee. It's with the ampersand, not spelt out and. And then on Instagram and Twitter, we're Oblivion Comics. So Oblivion Comics and Coffee was too long for the username, so we just shortened it.
So you guys will find... Okay, so the voting ends on the 31st. So you need to get your votes in. Mm-hmm. When you hear my voice... Whether it's on Twitch, whether you're on iPhone, whether you're on the Googles, doesn't matter. When you hear it now, stop what you're doing because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. You need to go find a computer, your phone. You can vote anywhere you want. Aaron has voted as many times as possible. I've done it. Everyone in our crew has done it. Now it's your turn. This is your call to action. We don't do this. We don't ask you to do too much. But this is one time where we're asking you to stop what you're doing, help some dreams come true. So many people in this world don't get to realize their dreams. To bring the show down just to a grinding halt, I was at a funeral today for a 17-year-old kid who got in a car accident. And the kid had so much upside. You know, he was a big dreamer. He had all these, he wanted to be an athlete. Won't get to do it. You know, people need to live your dreams now because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. It's just the truth of it. Maid of Might, living her cosplay fantasies. It's a, you know, she's... Got fans. She does
put it like that.
No, it's true. Most people don't have the guts to do it. Most people, you know, when people say
a lot of people come to me and ask, "How do I start? How do I do this?"
And you just got to do it, right?
You just jump in,
even if it sucks. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to suck.
You should have seen me in my first couple cosplays. You know, I was not confident, and it took me time to build up there.
Yeah, listen to the first 100 episodes of Video Game Bang. They were all terrible. Every one of them, I cried myself to sleep. Then one day, we were just good. I mean, it just happened. So you have to do it. Get out and do it. Live your dreams. I feel like I'm Shia LaBeoufing it right now, but it's 100% true. Do it. So vote.
Just
make some dreams.
Do it.
If someone watching did not gift that, I will be so sad. I know you guys have the technology to gift that. Aaron, just speak quickly on achieving your dreams. It's something you do too.
Yes, it is. I do it every day. I wake up, go to work. No. I love doing this, definitely. I say it all the time. Coming here and doing this is definitely the highlight of my week, like, hands down. Yeah. And what are you waiting on?
Just nothing. Do it. Exactly. Song's over. So that was the show. I got to send a very special thank you to OJ Mako, to Laura Benson, Maid of Might, Aaron Carter. My name is Corey. We will see you next week.